11.9. Wait and see.
Are you having a holiday this year?
I'd love to, but we'll have to wait and see.
Hopefully we're going to go to that farmhouse in Devon again in September. It'll only be for a few days, so it'll be short and sweet, but it's still touch and go whether I can get the time off work.
Why is that? I thought they were good about giving you time off.
Yeah, they are, by and large, but we're a small firm and we have to cover for each other, so it's always a case of give and take.
Yeah, that figures. At least you and Sophie have had a holiday this year. I'm sick and tired of not being able to go anywhere.
You still get away now and then, don't you?
Actually, it's more then than now. It's too expensive to take three kids abroad.
What's wrong with holidays here?
Oh, it's not easy when the weather's so hit and miss. Me and Charlotte used to have holidays in the UK, rain or shine. But it's no fun keeping kids happy if the weather's rubbish. You certainly don't get much peace and quiet.
Well, look, if we can get to that farmhouse, why don't you join us? We can help look after the kids.
Whoa, that's a kind offer, but I wouldn't want to spoil your holiday. I mean, what if they...
Honestly, I mean it. So no ifs or buts. I know Sophie would love to spend some time with your kids.
Well, thank you so much. I'll talk to Charlotte about it, if you're sure.
I am, so do that. I'm sure we'd have a great time together.